الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. In this trip, we spoke about Bolivia and Brazil, and thereafter we spoke about Venezuela. And in Jummah, I explained to you what is inside the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, and then the courts of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We stand outside, but what is inside? And last night in Port Shepstone, I spoke about Uruguay and Paraguay. Tonight, inshallah, we will focus on Chile and on Argentina, and then we will come to our theme regarding Hajj, Umrah, and Ziyarat of Medina Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, Argentina I visited about 3 or 4 times with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The capital, Buenos Aires, mashallah, has a beautiful masjid, and that was built by the government of Saudi Arabia in the time of King Fahd. And we find that masjid gets full on Eid and Jumu'ah. But obviously it is far away for the Muslims to travel there. So our South African ulama, right in the heart of Buenos Aires, subhanallah, they have established a musalla, and there they have established the markaz of the Jama'at and Tabligh. They have now established, mashallah, a huge madrasa. And look at how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is taking so much work from them. When I had to perform Jummah Salat there, you will think that you are in some part of Africa. And subhanallah, that the brothers from Senegal, the brothers from Ghana, the brothers from other parts of Africa, you will see more Africans than people from South America in that musalla. So when I asked them, what are you all doing here? You see that the government here, this was few years ago, the government here is very, very sympathetic to us. Even if our visa has expired, the police will ask you, but your visa is expired. There's no fine, no penalty. They will tell them, okay, just go and renew it. So mashallah, our brothers are very happy with that system. So everybody just keeps on overstaying, and then mashallah, they have their own work, their own shop and job and whatever you. Very, very safe there, alhamdulillah. The people are very, very thirsty for Islam. In Argentina, my brothers, when you travel, there's a place called Quilmes. Subhanallah, our South African ulama have established a madrasa, a darulum there in Quilmes. Alhamdulillah, we had programs there as well. And you will find there from Darulum Newcastle, from Azadul Darulum, Zakaria Darulum, from here Kempadown, Durban, Talimuddin. Some ulama are in this part, that part, different parts of South America, and each one is doing great, great khidmat. So imagine at Darul Uloom, students from South Africa, or who studied in Darul Uloom in South Africa, they established a Darul Uloom there in, not about 1 hour away from Buenos Aires. And lo and behold, now other students from South America are coming to study there. So it's a great, great achievement, alhamdulillah. Then if you go to another place very similar to yours here in Durban, and that is called Mother Plata. Mother Plata is just like your Durban. Very beautiful weather, and you cannot get placed there during the holiday season. Packed to capacity because of the beach and the natural beauty. But subhanallah, we found a greater beauty there. And what did we find? We found a masjid, a proper masjid, from ground right to the top, and then the first level and so forth, all built by the South Africans. Imagine. So Allah Jalla wa Ala has chosen few families, few brothers, few sisters, and they said, ke Islam ko chamkana hai. We're going to take this message of Islam to that part of the world and show the world. We do not have to wait for governments, organizations. We will take our own personal money and thousands of dollars, and lo and behold, we built a masjid. I'll tell you 3-4 incidents of that masjid. Because I was living by in a hotel very near, just walking distance. So I do not know Spanish or Portuguese. But I would see the cars slowing down and looking at the beautiful structure of the masjid, and they have some Arabic calligraphy. So they would wonder that what is this beautiful facade and marble and what have you there on that masjid. So they would stop, and when I'm walking, they would ask, what's happening here? I said, please wait. Let's run in the masjid, get one of the brothers, and then we come, tell them, explain to him about Islam and so forth. See how thirsty they are. Once I was there was a Jamaat from France. So I asked them that, how many days you stay here? Then the time was winter. They said, we're going to stay here for 1 week. I said, you like this masjid, you stay here for 1 week. So they all laughed, they knew what I meant. Is the only masjid that had proper facilities with heater and underfloor and everything. The other masjid, no facilities like that, so therefore they decided this is a very nice masjid. Let us just stay here, and mashallah, we will do the work of Dawah Tabligh, this will be the headquarters. Our Maulana from Stenger, he was there also for a little while, mashallah, Maulana Manjara. And mashallah, you will find there the South African ulama, they are in charge of the programs and so forth. So a beautiful, beautiful masjid. So much so, see brothers, if you look at today's world, what you see? يُرِيدُونَ لِيُدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. You look by and large in different countries, different continents. Their aim and motive is to extinguish the celestial light of Almighty Allah with their mouths and their media. But what Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Almighty Allah will let this Islam spread to all parts of the world. And the non-Muslims will hate it and detest it, but the message will continue. Subhanallah, if you go to the official website of Argentina, and you are a tourist, I'm a tourist, and we come to Argentina, then you will find that one of the places they recommend the tourists to visit is the masjid in Mother Plata, built by the South Africans. So this is Allah's system, this etiquette going on there, this Quran khatam going on, Jamaats are coming and going. So much activity, the hub of activity it is. And such a beautiful city it is. So my brothers, when you go, and if you are in Buenos Aires, and if you go to the railway station, then you will find that it's telling you a story. Hey Muslimano, apni tareekh ki mutala karo. Go and study your history when the Arabs came there. At that time there were some pious Arabs. Subhanallah, at the railway station, you will find when you're going down to the platforms, then you will find Quranic ayat written there. But alas, today the Arabs who were there at that time, their children, grandchildren, lost everything almost. And now there's a big revival going on. And Allah has chosen South Africa and the ulama of South Africa, their families and children, and lo and behold, a whole new revival is taking place. So we don't require visas, my brother. You go there, mashallah, they might ask you a few questions, and then you in, they'll give you the visa on arrival, and you go witness all this with your own eyes. It's a miracle to be seen, subhanallah, in this day and this age. From there, we went to Chile once, and mashallah, Santiago, and it is winter, very, very cold, and the Andes mountain is there. There also you see South African ulama. Maulana told you now, I was born in Heidelberg, and if you take Islamically 64 years, and English calendar Gregorian 62 years. So my neighbor, Jada family, so Maulana Suleiman Jada, young boy he was, and today mashallah he's there. Look at the work they did. Subhanallah, I stayed in his house. Then Maulana Suleiman Jada, he was in South Africa at that time. Lo and behold, that the ulama, Maulana Suleiman and others, they took the Fazail-e-A'mal, Fazail-e-Ramadan, Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya, Nawwarallahu Marqalu's kitab, and they translated in Spanish, I saw it myself. And subhanallah, asked the brothers, which book is this? He said that this is Fazail-e-Ramadan, and translated by the ulama of Chile, and the whole of South America is using it. This is Allah Ta'ala's system. So when you go there, the year I was there, subhanallah, that I spent two nights there or three nights. So this Moana Abid of Verlam, his son was there to perform Taraweeh, mashallah, beautiful reciter of the Noble Quran. So Zakariya, I think his name. Nevertheless, so when I was there, the ulama were a bit excited. So I asked them, what happened? That time, I don't know now, that time the prime minister or president was a female. And she said that on this particular night, all of you, the Muslim scholars and the ambassadors, you have to come to the royal palace, and on behalf of the government of Chile, we are going to give you an iftar. So I wasn't there, obviously, and I was not invited. We were just passing by here and there. So we visited the masajid, we had programs, everything. I met one old man there, I remember. Subhanallah, he knew Haji Bhai Padia very well. And he told me, ke main South Africa bhi aaya tha. He says that he used to work in the ship. And he used to pass by here and everything. He could speak so many languages. So I delivered a Jummah lecture there. And then while we were walking, there's no lunch and all, it's Ramadan. So we were going from one place to another. So he was in France and some ladies came. So we were walking and some ladies came, and my wife and one, two other ladies were all with hijab and niqab. So they were intrigued that what's all this going on? These people are walking, their women folk are here and they're all covered. So they came. Now we can't speak all this. So we told him, Haji sahab, aap unko sambhale, you speak to them. Then he spoke and all these things here. So he told me that, you know, these people were so interested. So I say, ye to aapne bata diya, humko batao what you told them, Haji sahab. He say, I told them, you know why they cover themselves. Said, why? He said, they're so beautiful that if your husbands have to see them, they'll leave you and they'll come to the side. This type of thing, sir. So he said, yeah, it's better you keep them covered then. So he was very sharp and witty, you know. So he told me about South Africa also and about few things there and how he met Baji Bhai Padia Marhum Rahimahullah. So anyway, the point I'm making, my brothers, that they in that masjid, they in Santiago, the president invited them, female she was. So nevertheless, I was going to another country, but we were in contact, Mona Yusuf Sahib and other ulama were there. So I asked them, we are just non-entities, normal people, you are going by the palace and wow. What happened there? You know, after the function, he said, first time in the history of Chile, at the royal palace, azan was given. First time in the history of Chile, at the royal palace, Maghrib Salat was performed. And thereafter, then they had meals and what have you, and then somebody gave a talk on Islam and so forth. The message I want to give you, O esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Allah is giving us all these opportunities where our voice can be heard, and remember that they want the true pristine Islam. They want to understand what are we doing, what are we teaching and preaching. And they allow you in their country. I went to one mountainous area and I saw one board there. So I asked this, who is these people? He said, these are all the Sufis there. I said, chalo, leave our program, go there. Right in the mountains we went, we look for them. Then I found some Sufis, all got green heads. So I asked them, Aap Hazrat, you speak Urdu also. I say, Aap Hazrat kaun? He say, hum jo hai, hum Chishtiya wale hai. Nahi, hum Naqshbandiya wale hai. And hum to Naqshbandi ke karte hai. Subhanallah. See brothers, you'll find Sufi silsilas in different parts of the world, right in the mountains also. And they're making zikr and making dua. In the jungle, I told him, hum ko to namaz nahi. Bilkul humare masjid bhi hai. Small little masjid, maybe our 10 people can fit in there. But they have proper minaret and proper mimbar and everything. So see, brother, we must never think that we are the only ones who are doing something. Somebody is remembering Allah and crying to Allah in some jungle in South America. And just by chance, as we will say, we went there, met them, looked for them. We had to go ask the non-Muslims, where are these people? Then they showed us, these are the people, they wear this funny hat. You know, they say funny hat. So that the green hat they wear, all got uniform. All of them, Naqshbandi, they wear a green hat there. So like that they will tell us. I'm not saying funny hat. Those people, non-Muslims are saying that. So anyway, you must remember that these people are all there also. See, by whatever you're doing, as long as you're doing something for Islam, Alhamdulillah. So my brothers, that when you travel to Chile, you travel to Argentina, all these places, everybody wants true Islam. What is true Islam? You are here in Durban. For you to understand it is very easy. You see, when you look at your ocean, you will see the bubble and the foam on top. And you will see the water beneath that. That is the example Allah is giving. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and foam, it remains on top for a little while. Apartheid remained on top for a little while. Communism remained on top for a little while. Socialism remains on top for a little while. Every batil and false will remain on top for a short period. إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. That batil must fall and Allah will wipe it off the face of the earth. So that is the jag. This is the zabat. This is the foam. That is what you are seeing. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. But take the water, which is an asset to humanity, and that will remain always. Sometimes it will be on top, sometimes at the bottom, but no one can eliminate and eradicate it totally. So me and you brothers, we are the water. We are the ambassadors of Islam. So take this message of Islam with its pureness and pristineness, like how the water is so pure and quench the spiritual thirst of people. So see how many people is walking on the street, they'll come to you. Tell me about Islam. Why you are dressed like this? Why you wear this? Why? So many people like this. So it's a wonderful, wonderful place to go to, and you will interact with thousands of people. So inshallah, we hope, we pray and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that Almighty Allah accepts all the khidmat of our ulama who have made this great, great sacrifice, the muhajireen and ansar. So they are the muhajireen, and they made intention we're going to stay our whole life. Today if you go to Muslim Spain, Andalus, they got a small section there. And if you read about Tariq bin Ziyad, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in the 11th year after the Hijrah. Fast forward 81 years, 92 Hijrah, Ramadan, Tariq bin Ziyad, 21, 22 years old, and he came with his boat, and they landed, and they reached the peninsula, the Iberian Peninsula. One side is Spain, one side is Portugal. When he addressed his people, what did he tell them? It's considered as one of the great khutbahs in Arabic literature. He told them, أَمَامَكُمْ al-adu, وَوَرَاكُمْ al-bahr. In front is the enemy, and behind is the ocean. And let us make this our aim and our objective. We took the boats and let's burn it. Ya Allah, we're going to establish your deen here. Ya Allah, otherwise we'll perish here and give our life. Tariq bin Ziyad. You did in geography? Gibraltar. What is Gibraltar? Jabal Tariq. Till today his name, Chamakrahai, shining and glittering. So my brothers, Gibraltar is named after him. They just anglicized it and they said Gibraltar is Jabal Tariq. So when Tariq bin Ziyad went, go and study the history of Muslim Spain. Go and study how the Maliki fiqh flourished everywhere and what scholars were produced from that part of the world. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah and them, 780 years plus, 8 centuries, Islam was flourishing in that part of the world. Cordoba, Granada, Seville, all these places, brothers. So I've been to all, alhamdulillah, with Allah's help. So the message I want is when you travel, you understand and appreciate. As long as we do the work of Islam and Dawat and Tabligh and take Islam to the Muslim and non-Muslim, remember then Islam will spread. But we ourselves don't do anything. Then last night I told them there in Port Shepston, Uruguay, whole country, 4 million people, 1,000, 1.5, 2,000 Muslims plus minus approximately, not a single masjid in that country. In the 50s they had 3 masjids, proper masjids. I went to all. Today one of them is a church. It was a Sunday and I went there to go see that how and what happened. Our tariq is crying. A Muslim masjid became a church. Another place, the masjid became a museum. The Quranic ayats are all engraved on the wall. I saw it with my own eyes. In Montevideo, Uruguay. And if you go right in the center, you will find a masjid. And they broke it and they made it offices. No Muslims are frequenting the masjid. So brothers, can you imagine? If you come to where I am in Lens, you will find in Lanesia South, Zakaria Park, more than 50 masjids. Whole country, Uruguay, till today, not a single masjid. That is the halat, the plight of this ummah. Let's go back now, my brothers. We take you to Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, and all these places. You are going for Hajj, insha'Allah. We are going for Hajj. Allah Jalla Wala take us all with izzat and afiyat and siha. Allah Ta'ala grant us the good health and the comfort and accept the journey as well. The journey of love. You will land in Jeddah, most of you. Some will land in Madinah Munawwara. Jeddah. Did you ponder, wonder over the name? Jeddah means grandmother. So you must remember till today, there is a graveyard cemetery and is named after her in Jeddah. So I've been there just now recently also. So Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, not Quran, not authentic hadith, but the books of history tell us that Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha is buried there in Jeddah, hence Jeddah Dalima. So she is our spiritual grandmother. Juddah, another pronunciation. What the meaning of Juddah? So Juddah is the Mina, the harbor. So you call it Juddah or you call it Mina, with a meem ya. So that is harbor. So both ways, if you go and speak to the real Arabs, the old sheikhs, some of them will say Juddah and some of them will say Jeddah. So these are the reasons why they pronounce it accordingly. Nevertheless, all this has to do with Sahaba radiallahu anhu. If you study Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, in his time already this harbor was well established and everything. Let's fast forward. Subhanallah, you are in Makkah Mukarramah. Now you came from Medina Munawwara. You perform your umrah. In your leisure time you are making tawaf. Now there are certain places you must go and visit, my brothers. Just take a taxi and go. 3 places I give you now in Makkah, they'll charge you 10, 20, 40, 50 riyals. Well worth it, you must go. Number one, you must go to Hudaybiyah to make mental notes. Hudaybiyah, you tell the taxi, most of them won't even know it nowadays. The new name of it is Shumaysiyah. The new name of it is Shumaysiyah. So what happened was, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sahaba, they left Makkah Mukarrama, went to Madinah Munawwara. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a dream that we are here to perform Umrah. لَقَدَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِلَحَقٍ. The dream of a Nabi is wahi and revelation. So the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced we're going for Umrah. In Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned approximately 1500 Sahaba were ready. They wore their ihram, everything, left Madinah Munawwara. They came, and this is right on the outskirts of the Haram. Haram means 3M, M3, you build BMW, M3, 3 memes. Makkah is Haram, Mina is Haram, Muzdalifah is Haram, Arafat is not part of the Haram, it's out of the Haram. So remember that this Hudaybiyah lies just outside the Haram, Shumaysiyah. When you go there, you will see three things. Number one, till today the Masjid Hudaybiyah. So go to that Masjid there and read 2 rakat salat there. If you have a good guide, then he will even show you where that well is and so forth, where they used to draw water from in that area there. And third, remember Quran Kareem speaks of this incident that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said as an envoy, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, go and negotiate. So they said, yes, Sayyidina Uthman can come. And they even offered him that you can perform Umrah. He said, how can I perform Umrah when you're not allowing Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform Umrah? The message and the rumor spread that Sayyidina Uthman is martyred. لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ. There was a tree there. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba to put their hand in the Mubarak hand of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for Sayyidina Uthman, because the rumor spread, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, took his own Mubarak hand and said, هَذِهِ يَدُ Uthman, and this is the hand of Sayyidina Uthman. Obviously it was a rumor and it was incorrect. So such great incident took place. It's few kilos out, but the Ummah does not know about it. So suddenly you will see that the place will be in ruins and so forth, because we ourselves don't want to visit these places. So when you go for Hajj, try and go there, and you don't come back from there, you can fasten your ihram there also, and make another Umrah from there. Totally permissible, is out of the Haram area. So that's one place you can go to. Second one, 50 kilometers out of Makkah Mukarrama, there's a place called Jirana. People say Jirana and so forth, but anyway, that Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah used to say Jirana is the correct pronunciation. Nevertheless, after Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went there to the Hawazin, the various pockets of resistance. The Battle of Hunain took place, mentioned and enshrined in the noble Quran. Then one night, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam fastened ihram there at Jirana, and then performed an Umrah. Therefore, Al Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah says, the best place when you're already in Makkah and now you want to fasten ihram to make a nafil voluntary Umrah, the best place to go is Jirana. So make sure you go with a taxi and tell the taxi to wait there, because there's no much traffic there. So it will take you about 1 hour, going, coming, you're reading salat there, everything. You go to ihram, you make your intention there. This place is called Jirana, it's open till today. We've been there so many times. So you fasten your ihram. Fasten ihram means that you make your intention there and you perform an Umrah from there. If you don't want to do that, at least go visit the place. How are you going to visit Hudaybiyah, Shumaysiyah? So likewise, go visit Jirana as well. And you will see that how many of the Indonesians come, how many of the Turks come. Subhanallah, you will find them with buses and buses. South Africans, very few you will find there. They say, both dure, very far. So, you must go there, and that is the place where Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Umrah from. Third place,
after Hajj,
Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba on the 14th, we're leaving. Hajj is finished now. Tawaful Wida is done. Now we're leaving. We're going back to Madinah Munawwara. So Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq was crying. Ma yubkiki ya Aisha, why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these honorable wives, they made Hajj and Umrah, Umrah and Hajj. I only perform Hajj. Because when they entered in Sarif, Sarif is where Sayyidah Maymuna radiallahu anha is buried 20 kilometers out of Makkah. So there her napaki, her hayy started. So she could not perform a Umrah. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, for Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, you go with your brother Abdul Rahman, and there, where we call Tan'im, just outside the Haram area, Masjid Aisha, Masjid Umrah they call, so you go and you make intention from there and perform your Umrah. So there is busy, busy, busy. Now the government has made the beautiful facilities there, everything. And if you go Ramadan, this Ramadan, 7.5 million visas were issued. Arab News carried the article. People coming from Umrah, in and out, in and out. So people want to perform second Umrah, third Umrah, they just go to Tan'im. What happened at Tan'im, brothers? One, the incident of Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu. Second, wonderful incident. Mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, remember the Sahabi, Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu was captured. And they also knew that we cannot kill a person, the enemy, and inside the Haram area, and they took him outside the Haram. Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, fine. You will not execute me, you will crucify me, you will do whatever you want to. But I have one last wish. You know, normally before executing a person, they ask him, what is your last wish? He said, my last wish is, I want to perform 2 rakat salat. أول من سنى هذه سنة خبيب رضي الله عنه. The first person to initiate the sunnah, there to read salat before becoming a martyr, was him, Sayyidina Khubayb radiallahu anhu warda. Where? At Tan'im. Subhanallah, he told them, I wanted to read long salat, but you will think that now I am frightened of death, so I will not prolong and lengthen my salat, but I will read short one, and then you can do whatever you want. They tried to mock him and said, if in your place, would you like that you are not there and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there? He said, even for a second I would not allow it. I, you and me will never want any harm to come and touch Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was Ishqun Nabi. How they love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than themselves, more than their families, children, wives, everybody. Nevertheless, Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu makes the 2 rakat salat. Then he raises his hands. Oh Ummah, why we don't learn all this? Today this Ummah is oppressed in so many countries of the world, and we living in comfort zone. Our Ramadan came, Ramadan went. We started Ramadan 60 kilos, we ended 70 kilos. We started 70 kilos and we celebrated Eid 80 kilos. That is our Ramadan. I was in Pretoria before Ramadan. So I asked the one youngster, where are you going to sit for itikaf? He pointed this masjid. I said, why do you like this masjid? You see, the chows here are very good. The chows here are tops. You see, you will get what you won't find whole year. You must just come this masjid. So I was in the same masjid. So I told them, I think I also pick up one night here to check what's going on, like you see. This is our etiquette. We have a big party, carnival attitude, atmosphere. You know, still Allah except inshallah. Anyway, so my brothers, he made dua. Listen to the dua he made before his martyrdom. Allahumma ahsim adada, waqtuluhum badada, wa la tubqi minhum ahada. All this in Bukhari Sharif you will find. Open Bukhari Sharif Fathul Bari, Bukhari Sharif's commentary by Ibn Hajar, you will find all. Allahumma qatuluhum adada, اللهم احصيهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا. Ya Allah, all these zalims, today they are going to execute me, today they are going to hang me up, but before they do that, you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I convey my salams to you. He is here in Makkah at the outskirts, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Madina Munawwara, and lo and behold, today we are on the radio. Thousands of people are listening in different cities, different countries, different continents. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking to Sahaba and say, wa alaykum as-salam. Karamat of the Sahaba. So nevertheless, Ya Allah, I pinpoint them in your hawala. You take care of them one by one and decimate and destroy them. In matter of months, each one of them was finished. Mazloom ki dua, shaheed ki dua. Understand? But who is there to go to Tan'im? All hit and run today. Just go quick, two rakat namaz, we back and everything. Just go through the motions. So brothers, we need to learn all these places. Thereafter, we take you to Madina Munawwara. So in Madina Munawwara, there are 2-3 places also you should visit. Number one, there is a printing press just on the outskirts of Madina Munawwara, and it's called Mujamma. Where's Maulana? Dr. Sahib was with us, mashallah. Just see the Makkah Madina Quran. So, you'll find it somewhere here. So, this is Maulana. So, mashallah, if you just go outside Madina Munawwara, you will find the printing press called Mujamma Malik Fahad. More than 50 million Quran Sharifs have been printed there already, and Quran translated, even in Zulu, is done. Zulu, one brother, Umar Mululeki. I even went and made some research on him. Brother Umar Mululeki passed away. And you will find a small part of his translation. When you sit in Madina Munawwara, the translation Qurans are there. You will see the brown one, Zulu Quran, translation by Umar Mululeki, Rahimahullah. Our Hazrat Muhammad Qasim Sema, Rahimahullah, our principal, he translated the whole Quran Sharif. So anyway, you must remember, but they chose this one here, and they translated selected verses of the Noble Quran. When you go there, you will see the karamat of one person. He's still alive. Who is this person? He hails from Halab. He hails from Aleppo. And remember, he's from Syria. He's in Madina Munawwara now for 45, 47 years. He's very old now. So when I went to his house the first time, I told him, Sheikh, I can't sit here on your sofa. So he smiled, he said, why? I said, how many times you wrote the Quran Sharif? Not computer and type, wrote. He said, 7 times. Subhanallah, he wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times. I asked him, how long it takes you to write the Quran Sharif? One Quran. He said, 3 years. 20-21 years it took him to write the Quran Sharif 7 times. I said, you are Khattatul Quran, the calligraph of the Quran. You wrote Mujamma Malik Fahad, took it, and then they put it on their computers and everything. 50 million Quran Sharif has reached every corner, every country of the world. Even here in a masjid you will find it here, somebody can just look for it. So if you look at the back, right there at the back, you will find وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Uthman Taha. So he said, okay, he took out his hand, I kissed it and everything, then we started speaking. I said, Sheikh, where you learn all this? He said, my father used to teach me from very young age. And he taught me this type of thing. Then mashallah, he wrote my name, the next time he wrote my wife's name and so forth. So he's still living, but he's very, very ill. Now imagine the Ummah doesn't know the greatest calligrapher of the Noble Quran living, Usman, Sheikh Usman Taha. When I told him my wife's name, so he said, what? That his daughter's name and my wife's name are the same. So I said, Sheikh, you better write a name now. He said, 100% now I'll write it. You understood? So like that, my brothers, when you visit these places, great, great people, they are khidmat and service to Islam. You can never ever. Let's take you for a quick journey. Siratul Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Zindagi Mubarak and life. Second year of the Hijrah, we find Badr.
So till today you can go to Badr.
If you go with the old road between Makkah and Medina, Medina, Makkah, the doctor's up is there, Dr. Badat, mashallah, he came with us. Last year, doctor?
Last year.
So last year, he and his family, they came, mashallah. So I announced, who wants to come? After Hajj, we go Medina, come back via Badr. Doctor Sahib said, I'm ready. So we went, alhamdulillah. We spent one night, Medina. One night we spent Medina, and then next day we came back. We stopped there in Badr. And subhanallah, we got one friend there, Arab brother, Saudi brother, Sheikh Ibrahim. He was so elated, excited. So I told him, Dr. Sahib came first time, Sheikh, you have to take him. He said, come, I'll take you. So subhanallah, if you go to Badr, what is Badr? 17th Ramadan, Yawm al-Furqan. These are all Quran is speaking about. Friday, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried that Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night before the battle erupted. So much, he cried, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shawl Mubarak was on the verge of falling. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said, Hasbuka ya Rasulullah. Hasb, enough. Victory is ours. Imagine Sahaba, what they told Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salma shi'ita, silman shi'ita, waqta man shi'ita. Ask us whatever you want. Join us with whoever you want. Cut us off with whoever you want. And 330, and you see, the tide turned and victory was theirs. When you go and visit Badr, you will look at the sand this side, and where the Ma'rika, the battle took place, the sand is totally different. Look at the mountain, and look at the other mountains, totally different. Jabalul Malaika, where the angels came down. Go and study and look at these places. Allah speaks of this. وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ. Then we find in third year in Shawwal, the battle of Uhud took place. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So go study Uhud. Jabal Uhud yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Jabal Uhud is that mountain, it loves us and we love it. Today if you go night time, subhanallah, the whole area has been now lights and everything. So impressive it is. When you just come out from Masjid Nabawi, Qibla is the southern direction. So if you face your back towards Qibla, and you are facing the northern direction, you will see Jabal Uhud from the Masjid also. So remember, go there and show your respect to Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put the title on his head of his chacha Mubarak, of his uncle, Sayyidu Shuhada Hamza radiallahu anhu. His authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. So go there and say, O Hamza, Sayyidu Shuhada, Ammu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the paternal uncle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can never forget your sacrifices. So that is what this whole journey is of. Then, mashallah, then we fast forward, Khandaq took place. Salman Farsi. Wama adraka man Salman. So we know who Salman Farsi. If you go to Iraq, so quickly there is time, let me mention to you this incident. Karamat, miracle of Sahaba. If you go to a place in Kazimiyah, it's called, I have been there with Allah's help. Kazimiyah, if you go, you will find three Sahaba are buried. Salman Farsi radiallahu anh, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anh, Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anh. In 1929, we are now in 2019. So how many years ago? 90 years ago. Right? So your modern day Saudi Arabia only came into existence 1932. So we're speaking of before that. There was a king there in Iraq. He saw a dream that water is seeping into the Mubarak grave of the Sahaba, but he forgot. The Grand Mufti of Iraq, 1929, he saw the dream, he rushed to the authorities and told them, I'm seeing this dream, we need to do something. Then the king remembered, yes, even I. They held an emergency meeting and they said, fine, like next week, 2 weeks time, we're going to exhume the bodies. The news spread like fire, the ulama of Hijaz, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Jeddah, Taif, this is all Hijaz. They said, nay, the time for Hajj is very, very near and we want to witness this. It's not every day you exhume the body of a Sahabi. 90 documented we have it. So you must remember ulama from Hijaz, Muqaddasa, Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara came. They exhumed the body of Salman Farsi. Do you know Salman Farsi? إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَشْتَاقُ إِلَىٰ Salman. Salman Farsi is that Sahabi hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Me and you, we cry, we beg, we beseech Allah, give us Jannatul Firdaus. For Salman, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannat said, I want Salman. That is Salman. Who is Salman? Salmanu minna. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salman belongs to my family. Salman Farsi lived for 250 years and then he passed away and is buried there. When they exhumed the Mubarak body of Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, the body fresh and the eyes shining and glittering. That are Sahaba. Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu arda, sahibu silli Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the confidant of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. When they exhumed his body, proper, fresh. They exhumed Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anhu's body, so fresh. Witnesses, thousands, people who are non-Muslim embraced Islam when they saw this. And then they moved the body to where it is now. And remember, when you go to Iraq, these are places that you should visit. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said, we need to dig a trench. And therefore the name Khandaq. Today you won't see no trench. If you went in the 50s, 60s, 70s, I went first time with Allah's help, I saw it. So my brothers, remember, there's a big masjid there now. So you can go and read 2 rakat salat there. And in that way, we understand. Where Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was based, that area is still there, mashallah, you can see it. So when you go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, then go visit all these places. In Madinah Munawwara, while I'm busy on this, so there's another place which many of us don't go, but we should try and go, is the Mazra'a. That is the farm, the date farm. Subhanallah, those date farms, if you go to them, there's many farms. So the agent will take you wherever they know the person. If you go to the date farm, so one date tree, it lasts for 100 years. One date tree per year average, it produces 100 kilos of dates. Imagine we open now here Ramadan time, oh bhai, zamzam bhi le aao, khajur bhi le aao. You know, we were now in Madinah Munawwara the last week. So when you, Al-Karam in the Arab, is a saying in Arabic, proverb. So if you want generosity, you will find by the Arabs, you know. When you enter Masjid Nabawi, one youngster catches your right hand, another one catches your left hand, come make iftar here by us. So, this one pulling you this way, this one pulling you that way. So subhanallah. Azan starting and Iqama starting 15, 16, 17 minutes. Because 1 million, 1.5 million people are fed. They have a full meal, they clean the masjid up and salat starts. Every day was Sheikh Huzaifi. Sheikh Huzaifi is Imam 40 years in Masjid Nabawi. So Allah gives honor to whoever He wants. Nevertheless, let's go on. So go to this Mazari and this Mazra'a and go look at the date trees. And if you have a good guide, he'll explain to you in the Arabic language. وَالنَّخْلَ بَاسِقَاتِ اللَّهَا طَلْعُ النَّدِيدِ رِزْقًا لِلْإِبَادِ وَأَحْيَيْنَا بِهِ بَلَّةً مَيْتًا Allah Jalla Wala speaking of these date trees and so forth. How the Mubarak dua of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till today is so effective. You want to buy dates? So remember 2 dates Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is special dua. One is Ajwa. Ajwa the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif. So remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin. Whosoever takes 7 ajwa days in the early part of the morning, before Fajr, after Fajr, breakfast time. So it depends how many dates you got. If you got 70, then 10 days. So every day take 7, 7, 7. Every day, lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. No poison and no jadu, no witchcraft will affect and have a negative impact on that person. And ajwa, you get different qualities in Muslim Sharif, is al-ajwa al-aliya. What ajwa you find there in the market, 70, 80, 100, 120. What is a very, very great quality is called Al-Ajwa Al-Aliya. It is very expensive, 200, 300, 400, 500 riyals a kilo. So anyway, for us, we ordinary mortals, remember, we just give this Ajwa. Second hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned the date's name is called Barni. B-A-R-N-I. So, A for Ajwa, B for Barni. Easy way to remember it. Regarding Barni's authentic hadith in Tabarani, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Fihi dawaun wa la da'afi. It is a shifa and cure and no illness and sickness in it. Very cheap, 10 riyals, 12 riyals, 15 riyals. So when you go to this date market, they got a suku tamar there also, just suku walking distance. So you can go to the date market or you go to the farm and then they all sell dates there. So you can buy it there. All the other dates also are Mubarak as well. So A for Ajwa, B for Barni, and then I. A, B, I. I for Ismit. Ismit is the surma. So that also is sunnat. Authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaykum bil Ismit. That you must use the Ismit surma. Why? فَإِنَّهُ يَجْلُ الْبَصَرُ وَيُنْبِتُ الشَّعَرُ. It makes the eyesight very sharp and it makes the hair grow also. You ladies forever complaining, my hair is not growing. The men also complaining, they can't see properly. They're the whole day watching cricket and what do you expect? So you must remember, you apply this ismid and inshallah both benefits will come to the man and to the woman inshallah. Okay brothers, from now, till our departure, what we going to do? So you need to do some reading, serious reading. So many ulama have written books, South African ulama, other ulama. I want to relate to you two, three incidents. Hazrat Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadahu, for the ulama this is first and foremost. You see today, we say this person is Shaykhul Aziz, this is Shaykhul Aziz. Real Shaykhul Hadith was Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadah. When Hazrat was given visa by King Faisal Marhum, I even saw King Faisal in 74, in 75 he became Shaheed. He came for Umrah and all that, so they shouldn't take everybody out. They, there's few some police there and he used to make tawaf. So anyway, King Faisal became Shaheed and became a martyr in 75. He gave us the Shaykh Mawlana Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadahu Ijazat, you come to Medina Munawwara and you stay here, and I'm giving you permission, you can have your dars and lessons all these places. So, see, he was a real Shaykhul Hadith. And if a letter came to him, that time was no all this email and WhatsApp and this. Hazrat passed away, you know, in 82, first of Shaban, last etikaf of Hazrat was in Stenger. So anyway, so you must remember Hazrat Shaykh for the ulama and those people who know Arabic. First message for them. You know when you study hadith, so you have one type of book on hadith. It's called juz. How we say the Quran Sharif has got 30 juz, 30 ajza, 30 parts. Alif, lam, mim, sayakul, tilka. So he, in hadith we have juz. Which means that regarding that topic, for example Ramadan, all the ahadith related to Ramadan, you compile it. So Hazrat Shaykh Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he took this book, which I have, Juz'u Hajjatil Wada wa Umratin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that's the Arabic title. So the entire Hajj of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the four Umrahs of the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Shaykh Nawarallahu Marqadahu wrote this book in 3 days. Whole book he wrote in 3 days, in Arabic. So you must remember. Then the book was translated in Urdu. I got the English and Urdu. In the Urdu one, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah wrote the Muqaddama, the introduction. In there, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah writes, Is door ke sabse bare muhaddis, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadahu. So, in this past century like, the greatest scholar of hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya Nawarallahu Marqadahu, is still vivid in my memory when we were studying in Karachi. And Hazrat Allama bin Anawah, Hafiz Sahib, Hafiz Irshad, mashallah, when he was reading it, that thought came to my mind. Barajal Bahrain Yaltaqiyan. Our Bashir Bhai is from Cape Town. There's 2 oceans there. So when we saw the two oceans, one side Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Marqadahum or Zakariya, one side Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, and both of them were, you know, speaking Arabic, and we non-entities, we were there giving mangoes to them and so forth. So imagine what were giants these people were. How Allah Ta'ala honored them. So nevertheless, Hazrat Shaykh wrote that kitab, every alim, try and read that book. If you don't have it in Arabic, read it in Urdu. Juz'u Hajjatil Wada' of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wa Umratin Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Read it from now. You will find great, great incidents there. Exactly what Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Wasallam did this day, what he did this day, what the Master Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did on that occasion. Everything you will find. And in Urdu also is translated. For us ordinary mortals who don't know now all this Arabic and academic discussion, then Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Marqadahu wrote Fazail al-Hajj. So remember, it's translated in so many languages. The original is Urdu, English is translated, the virtues of Hajj. So from tonight, tomorrow you start. Husband read, wife read, children read. So we get that raghba, that desire. What to do in Madinah Munawwarah? What to do while traveling to Madinah Munawwara? What must we do while traveling to Makkah during the days of Hajj and so forth? So each one of us, when we are in Hajj, remember that they don't allow big groups and all that now. So in your room, husband, wife, two, three women in your room, so you read this Hajj, you read this Fazail al-Hajj of Hazrat Shaykh Nawwarullah Marqadahu. This is to do with the Fazail and the virtues. And then we all wrote, I wrote, other ulama wrote, this one wrote, that one wrote. You take one, two books worth. You don't take too many, it will confuse you and your fuses will get blown also. So remember, you just take one, two books and then you read that. So when you're going to perform Hajj, then it will be ala basiratin, a Hajj that is done with insight and conviction. One more place I want you should visit, if possible. Sometimes they allow, sometimes they don't allow. But Umrah visa, I saw some people going now in Ramadan and they were very lax. But Hajj visa, sometimes they allow, sometimes they don't allow. But if you can go, you should go. It's a wonderful place. Have you been there several times with Allah's help? 1 hour, if you go with a taxi, the area is called Ta'if. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the initial stages went to Ta'if. And then we know the incident. How they ridiculed. Try to belittle everything. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying, weeping, sobbing, and go read the dua. You'll cry. Allahumma inni ashku ilayk. Ya Allah, I complain to you. Jibreel alayhi salam comes. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me, and I will take these mountains and crush them. No, leave them. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innam la ya'lam. Ya Allah, guide them, Ya Allah, they do not know. If they don't come, bring their children into Islam. And you see what happened. So Ummah, when you go to Ta'if, you must visit these three places. Number one, the biggest masjid in Ta'if is Masjid Abdullah bin Abbas. What is love? What is respect? Ra'isul Mufassirin, the greatest commentator of the noble Quran, Abdullah bin Abbas. Open Bukhari Sharif. When they performed Hajj, lam yahtalim, he was not even baligh, he was not even mature. But Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for him. Allahumma allimhu ta'wil. Ya Allah, teach him the interpretation of Hajj. He became Bahrul Ulum, the ocean of knowledge, Ra'isul Mufassirin. He's buried there, his grave is on one side of the back, and the masjid in front, the biggest masjid in Ta'if. So when you go to Ta'if, mashallah, you try and read one salat there, or at least go and visit the masjid. If you know Arabic, then you will see his profile is written on the wall there. I mentioned to you one incident quickly. Abdullah bin Abbas passes away. Subhanallah, Muhammad bin Hanafiya is going to read his janaza salat. And he is the son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He said, I will not stay in Makkah, rather I commit a sin here in Ta'if than committing the sins there in Makkah. Therefore he came to Ta'if. When they were busy and shrouding him kafan, then a bird came, Hamamatun Bayza, white bird. And it went inside the kafan.
Sahaba, Tabi'een were there, they tried their best to take it out, they couldn't find it there. So they asked, what is this? They say, this is his a'mal salihah, his good actions. It took the shape of the bird and now it's gone with him. These are Sahaba. Second one, my brothers, you must visit Masjid Addas. You heard the name Addas? When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, the enemies, the mushrikeen, the idol worshippers pelted the master, the blood of the master, the perspiration of the master, everything is happening. Addas came and he brought water and grapes. And then he gave Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam spoke, he asked that from where are you? He said, Ninwa. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, my brother is from there, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Then he realized this is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger. He kissed the master alayhi salatu salam's hand. Mubarak. So there is a masjid Addas. He embraced Islam. So remember, there's more to our Hajj than just going here and there. Go visit Taif and visit these places. And then the last place where the battle took place. So we conclude today's lecture. Let Allah Ta'ala accept our ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara and our Hajj, our Umrah. Allah Ta'ala take us with love and adab. And remember, we thank all the radio stations, we thank the Capital Group, and this is the last lecture for this series. So every day read 2 rakat salat, take your Hajj kitab, take Fazail Hajj, virtues of Hajj, and Allah Jalla wa Ala accept our Hajj. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. We got 2 minutes left, we make a short dua inshallah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه، اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين، اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي، إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله. آمين.